Support for this broadcast of Two Rivers 30 Minutes comes in part from a grant from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes.
From TubeCityOnline.com, this is Two Rivers 30 Minutes, a weekly series of interviews with people making news around the McKeesport area. Produced by Tube City Community Media Incorporated, a nonprofit corporation. I'm Jason Toger, the executive director. On this show, we talk one-on-one with elected officials, community leaders, and others who are trying to make a difference in the Monongahela area. And we also take your questions and comments on Facebook and Twitter at Tube City Online.
Well, summer is officially here, both on the calendar and on the thermometer in our area, and that means a lot of parents, grandparents, aunts, and uncles are looking for something for kids to do. One of the hot spots, no pun intended, in McKeesport and vicinity these days is the La Rosa Youth Club. Jim Berry is the CEO, and he's with us this morning to talk about some of the activities happening this summer, some of the things that they're looking forward to in the fall, and what's going on right now. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
So tell us, first of all, what the La Rosa Youth Club is for people who are not in the McKeesport area.
Yes, La Rosa Youth Club is the doing business name of the La Rosa Youth Development Foundation. We were formerly a boys club, McKeesport Boys Club, and after that, McKeesport Boys and Girls Club, or La Rosa Boys and Girls Club, since 1945. In 2020, Boys and Girls Club of Western Pennsylvania and their administration and board at the time decided to close this site. The La Rosa Youth Club was developed when we started our own nonprofit. Shortly thereafter, some of the board members of the local club here started our own nonprofit, and we became an independent 501c3 organization and acquired the building that the club has been in since 1957. We got in there in July of 2021. September of 21, we started offering out-of-school time programming, and we've been doing so since. We're looking forward to starting our fourth year of out-of-school time programming in September of this year.
Fourth year. Yes. What's your website and what's the phone number for people to get more information?
Our website is www.larosayouthclub.org, and our phone number is 412-275-0431.
Let me, before we get into the meat of some of the activities that are happening down there, this weather the last week has been brutal. What ways are the kids beating the heat down there and your staff beating the heat down there?
Yeah, we're pretty blessed. We were able to secure a grant a few years back, so we got all new heating and air conditioning throughout the building. So it's very cool temperature-wise inside. When we play outdoors, we have an outdoor sports pavilion that you can be outdoors and still be in the shade under a roof. It's open on three sides. So we'll have our kids do outdoor activities there, and that's how we've been handling the heat. We always keep them well hydrated. And then actually this week, tomorrow, we're going to the Clareton Pool on a field trip.
Okay.
Yeah, so we take one off-site field trip every week as part of summer camp. It's typically on a Wednesdays, but we'll take kids out of the facility either to a park or a museum or a ball game or the pool. Their favorite venue is definitely the pool, especially when it's 95 degrees outside.
People often talk about the Pittsburgh area and the Mon Valley area. They say, oh, you've got all these great old houses. Like, they'll see pictures on the thing about great old houses is they don't have great old air conditioning.
Right.
So a lot of people do not have AC at home. So that's got to be a treat for the kids to come down and not only get to hang out with other kids and do some out-of-school activities, but
right.
Just to cool off.
No, it is. It's a very cool building. The construction of the building, because it was built in 1957, is all cinder block. So once it gets cool in there, it stays cool in there. Yeah, it's really nice, very comfortable for the staff and the kids. And recently when we did the upgrade, the gymnasium never had air conditioning, but now it does. So that's a big, big deal for us.
Jim Berry is a McKeesport City Councilman. He is also the CEO of the La Rosa Youth Club in McKeesport. What were the, you mentioned you're going into your fourth year of programming, so 3 years ago now took over what had been a Boys and Girls Club that closed. What were things like when the foundation, first of all, you put the foundation together relatively quickly, correct?
We did. There were four or five of us that really put everything into it in earnest. So we put the foundation together in 2020 when Boys and Girls Club pulled out of this particular site. And we began in earnest to set up the foundation, set up the 501c3, and more importantly, acquire the building and the content so we can continue to run programming that had been here since Sam LaRosa, the founder of this organization, who we named our organization after, founded it in 1945. In February of this year, we'll be coming up on 80 years of service to this community.
How did you keep the staff from leaving? Were you able to get people back who had worked there previously?
Yes, we were blessed in the fact that we were able to keep most of the part-time staff. We had to replace some, but the key positions, the executive director, and it's my son James T. Berry III, and Amber Brooks, the assistant director, were layovers from Boys and Girls Club, and they held on and came with us when the time came.
People, as we know, are a resource that are hard to replace, especially in this day and age when unemployment rate is so low. So that's really seems like it would be a blessing people that continuity.
It was. The continuity of the whole thing was really what held us together, because folks in the community, families, mothers, grandparents, fathers who dropped their kids off at our facility for the out-of-school time care already had that level of trust and comfort with them. So although the name was changing and we were independent from that point forward, that still the level of trust in the community is something that can't be replicated with new people.
The building itself, the physical plant, is owned by the city now?
Actually, we just acquired. The transfer was done about a month ago, Maybe 2 months ago now. And the deed is in the LaRosa Youth Development Foundation's name.
Okay.
We own a parcel of property and the two structures that are on it. It's a little over 3 acres right on Ravine Street in McKeesport.
Okay. We're talking with Jim Berry from the LaRosa Youth Club. It's larosayouthclub.org is the website?
That's correct.
And 412-275-0431 is the phone number.
That's correct.
Okay. We're going to talk some more about some of the programs that are offered down there and some of the things that are going on right now as we speak for summer camp. But I also want to ask you about some things that are coming up this fall. You had worked for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Western Pennsylvania. Your son had worked there. You mentioned the assistant director had worked there. So you all had some experience, but it's one thing to work for a bigger organization. It's another thing to try to replicate that structure. What were the first couple weeks or months like?
Yeah, we were very strategic. There were a lot of things we did well when we were Boys and Girls Club. So as far as our programming is concerned, we took the things that worked well and the things that we were very efficient at and that we liked, and we incorporated them into our everyday programming. The things we didn't like, because we were smaller now and more nimble, we eliminated. And then we went around and very strategically met with other youth-serving organizations and took their best practices, and that's how we built the program that we have today. Now, as I say that, my staff gets tired of me saying this, but we're still building the ship as we're floating it.
Sure.
So we're changing every day. The advantage we have based on our size is that we're very quick. We're very nimble. We can change things in a heartbeat. If we run a program that doesn't seem to be working, we'll switch it up.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that we've done, I think, more effectively in our new state is that we interview kids. We talk to parents. We want their input and their buy-in on the programs that we actually put forth to make sure that everyone's on the same page and it's something that they want. And they love the ownership part of that and the fact that they have a seat at the table now and we're listening.
Where do most of your kids come from?
From McKeesport. About 98% of our kids come from McKeesport. We do have a few kids come from Clareton, mm-hmm. Duquesne, some from Glassport, and some from the East Allegheny School District. Okay. But most are from McKeesport.
And what ages does the LaRosa Youth Club serve?
Yeah, we're in summer camp right now, Jason. So we serve youth ages 5 to 14. During a normal school year, we serve kids up to 18. And we're even thinking about taking it beyond that this coming year.
We're talking with Jim Berry from the LaRosa Youth Club. What condition, the physical plant you mentioned, parts of it, I guess, date to the early 50s, but it's been expanded a number of times through different gifts. What condition did you walk into a building that you could just turn the keys and turn the lights back on and resume everything?
No, there was a lot of neglect and a lot of lack of investment into the physical structure of the building. So we focused our first 2 or 3 years now on making major capital upgrades to the building. We just finished a gymnasium renovation that was absolutely incredible. It was about a $200,000 renovation, but our kids have a bright new space to play. Well, we put a new roof on the building. We've got all new security cameras, and we have buzz-in doors now. That was a big thing to secure our facility for both our kids that we serve and the staff. So now when you come to our facility, it's much like you have in a school. We have a squawk box, a camera, and a microphone where we let people in and out based on buzzing them in.
What do parents or grandparents or whomever, guardians, need to do to sign their child up for programs at the La Rosa Youth Club?
It's we're a little antiquated in the sense that you have to come in person and sign up. But right now for summer camp, we have 60 spots available. We probably have the high 50s right now. Last year we had a camp that included 71 kids, so we may go as high as that this year. They come in, sign up. There's also a scholarship form available where we have a pool of money if a kid can't afford summer camp that we can pull from to make it affordable for the family. That's one of the things we address at La Rosa is the affordable child care portion of some things that people deal with.
And a safe environment, as you mentioned.
Very safe environment. The other thing that we really hang our hat on, and it's very honorable, and we've been doing since our inception, is we provide hot meals to kids every day. So we do a co-op through the Community Food Bank, and we have a vendor that we use, Heritage. They're out of Braddock. Yeah. They bring warm meals, hot meals to us every day. So our kids get hot meals, and they also get breakfast and a snack every day during summer camp. And in the after-school time program in the fall and the winter and spring is we do the same thing. We serve a hot meal that's inclusive. It's a four-course meal every day. And last year, quite impressively, we served just under 20,000 meals, hot meals out of La Rosa. We served about 20,000 vegetables, fruits, nutritious snacks out of that at that same time frame. And then we also do a co-op with a local Mary Mother of God, Ladies of Charity. They've been blessing us for 12 years now, even when we were Boys and Girls Club. They do a peanut butter jelly ministry where they bring 100 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches every Tuesday to our facility, and the kids love it and they look forward to it. So it's a nutritional supplement for our kids.
We're taping this at lunchtime. You're making me hungry. let's pause right there, not for me to get something to eat, but for us to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to ask you why this club was so important to the community that you had a lieutenant governor, a state senator, state representative, the mayor, all getting involved. That this club was so important that it could not close, and also why it was important to you, and going forward, what it means to generations of kids. Okay.
Thank you.
We're talking with McKeesport City Councilman Jim Berry, but for our purposes, he is the CEO of the La Rosa Youth Development Foundation. They operate the La Rosa Youth Club in McKeesport on Ravine Street, 412-275-0431 or larosayouthclub.org. From the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Two Rivers 30 Minutes. We'll be right back.
Support for this broadcast comes from the City of McKeesport Fair Housing Office. Fair housing is your right, and the Fair Housing Act prohibits discrimination in housing because of race, color, national origin, religion, sex, gender identity, sexual orientation, family status, or disability. That includes renting or buying a home, getting a mortgage, seeking housing assistance, or engaging in other housing-related activities. For more information about Fair Housing Act protections in the City of McKeesport, call 412-675-5020, extension 635.
Talking this morning with Jim Berry from the La Rosa Youth Development Foundation. They operate the La Rosa Youth Club in McKeesport, larosayouthclub.org, or 412-275. Why do I keep turning the page, Jim? 275-0431 is the telephone number, and you're on social media as well. People can find you. When the Boys and Girls Club of Western Pennsylvania, they announced they were closing a bunch of the local clubhouses in the Allegheny County area. I know they had one in the McKees Rock, Stowe Township area, Wilkinsburg, Duquesne, and McKeesport. McKeesport very quickly rallied to save that McKeesport club. Who all were some of the people who came forward to say, no, we can't let this close?
Yeah, it was actually the next day after they announced the closing of the club, there was no discussion or forum for people to speak about it beforehand. So it was almost in the dark of the night. They came in one afternoon in late November. Boys and Girls Club Western PA decided to close the club and basically changed the locks, boarded the place up, and said that we're no longer going to offer programming here, and that the staff was all let go. So once that happened, the mayor of McKeesport, Mike Sharepko, Senator Jim Brewster, Austin Davis, who at the time was a state rep, the local state rep, now lieutenant governor, all convened, got in a meeting with the administration of Boys and Girls Club and their board, and said, we can't let this happen. This is a community asset. You know, this is something that, you know, is so important to this community. It's been here since 1945, and that particular site since 1957. And they did everything they can to secure that building for us and for, more importantly, the kids and the families that we serve.
Let's talk a little bit about the kids and the families that you serve. I don't think I'm telling any tales out of school to mention that we've got a lot of families in the Mon Valley area who are struggling. We've got a lot of kids in the local school systems who are on free and reduced school lunches. Money is tight for a lot of moms and dads and grandparents and aunts and uncles, whoever's doing the child care. So what makes this club then such an asset to those families?
Yeah, that's a great question. So when we came into this thing, we came into this thing with our eyes wide open on how we were going to support this, and more importantly, how are we going to sustain this going forward?
Well, that was going to be my next question, because it doesn't look like there's a whole lot of money floating around either. This isn't a community, not the name names, but Swickley or Fox Chapel or something.
No, not at all. And we knew early on the Boys and Girls Club of Western PA business model was to charge, you know, $100, $120, $150 a week for program services, because that's actually what it costs.
Sure.
And they could charge families in those more affluent areas. That business model would never work in a place like McKeesport, Duquesne, McKees Rocks, Wilkinsburg. And we knew that early on. But that being said, we didn't want a kid not to attend our facility for the inability to pay. And we've never turned anyone away for their inability to pay. So our business model includes sourcing from public monies, foundation monies, and personal donations and fundraisers that we have to support the operational costs throughout the year. We were very strategic about how we approached that, because we knew we couldn't cover our operational costs of our facility off the backs and off the income of the families and the kids we serve. We knew that was not a model that was going to work in our particular community. So that's why we did it differently.
Jim Berry is CEO of the La Rosa Youth Development Foundation in McKeesport. We're talking about the La Rosa Youth Club, which is going into its fourth year of providing programming as an independent nonprofit organization. Stay tuned, because we're going to talk about ways that you can help La Rosa Youth Club. Let me put you on the spot a little bit, though, and hopefully this is not a curveball coming towards you, but you mentioned that as you and Amber and as Jim Berry III were out putting together the model for what was going to be the La Rosa Youth Club, once it became independent again, you looked at some other youth development type organizations to see best practices, what works, what doesn't work. 3 years down the road now, are people coming to look at you? I mean, are you hearing any buzz that some of these other communities might be looking to put something like this together?
Yeah, actually, one of the biggest obstacles that we have is sometimes I feel we toil in obscurity. And one of the things we could probably be better at is letting people know, tooting our horn a little bit more about what we do. But we've received some very prestigious awards, whether it be the best youth care provider in the Mon Valley. We had that award. We also got an award for a Power to Work award through Goodwill, which was very important to us, because it honored us for the way we handled our employees. We do some special things. We go above and beyond for employees. A lot of our employees, some of our employees don't have transportation. We'll pick them up in our van and we'll bring them to work. Some don't have child care. So we let staff bring children to work with them and put them as part of the program. And we don't charge anything for that. And so we just go above and beyond board. We really try to cater to that single parent who works at our facility in that part-time capacity to make it as easy for them to strike that work-home-life balance.
And are you hearing from folks in Duquesne or Wilkinsburg or Stowe Rocks? I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but any of them looking to maybe duplicate what you guys have done?
Yeah, we're in a unique position where we've had a lot of success. I think it might be tough to replicate that in other communities without the groundswell of support that we've got from not only the community and the financial support, but the local foundations that are our bread and butter, as well as the local politicians, because they really stepped up and they want to see us survive and they want to see us be sustainable. We're pretty far along that continuum. We've had some major contributors that have given us
some momentum, too.
Yeah, some momentum.
Yeah.
We've been asked to replicate that in other areas. So I get that call probably once a month from a local community here. And right now, we're still getting our feet under us.
Yeah.
Like I said, we're building this boat as we're floating it. Once that happens, we may be able to try to do this. But we were really in a unique situation that everyone was just so invested in. Like you said, we had a lot of momentum, and we weren't going to let this go by the wayside. In my eyes, a place like the La Rosa Youth Club, I can never imagine McKeesport without it. And my vision is 75 years, 80 years from now, long after I'm gone, it's still there, and it's viable, and it's serving kids in the community and families. We address some major societal issues at our club. The first we had mentioned earlier was affordable child care. We charge just $20 a month for membership for our after-school program.
As opposed to $100 a week.
Yes. Yeah. So we have to, we're responsible for raising the difference, on what it actually costs to operate that. But we address that issue. We address the food insecurity issues that some of our families deal with. We provide hot meals every day. We provide snacks every day of our programming. And that's something that we know that we're very, very proud of. We've taken the issues that plague the Mon Valley, and particularly McKeesport. We've problematized them, and then we found out where our space was on where we could actually be effective and help. So the first one, like I said, was the affordable child care. The second one was the food insecurities. The third thing was transportation. How do people get to and from? We've had a great working relationship with McKeesport Area School District, where from all their sites, they bus kids directly to us as a provider during the school year. In the summer camp, we don't have those transportation. Parents have to bring the kids and drop them off and pick them up later in the evening. But then we also acquired a van where we transport some teens back and forth and other families that don't have transportation. The fourth thing we really address is the educational divide. A lot of our kids have some educational issues. We focus a lot of time and energy, particularly during the school year, on reading and math and getting kids at least up to their grade level in reading and math.
And it's a good place for us to pause. When we come back, I want to ask how people can help the La Rosa Youth Club as it enters its fourth year of service. And I also want to ask you your story about when you first got involved with the McKeesport Boys Club, as it was known back years ago. Okay.
Thank you.
Jim Berry is CEO of the La Rosa Youth Development Foundation. They are the nonprofit that operates the La Rosa Youth Club, what used to be the Boys and Girls Club in McKeesport. 412-275-0431 or larosayouthclub.org. From the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Two Rivers 30 Minutes on Radio 81 WEDO, 1550 and 101.1 WZUM, the Pittsburgh Jazz Channel, and Tube City Online Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 30 seconds to wrap things up.
Support for this broadcast comes from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes. Since 1866, Striffler's has provided compassionate, professional memorial services for families in White Oak, McKeesport, Dravosburg, Portview, and the surrounding areas. Striffler's offers comprehensive pre-planning services and aftercare. And through its affiliated company, Design Monuments, Striffler's also provides permanent markers and memorials crafted in stone, bronze, and other high-quality materials. Learn more at strifflers.com or call 412-678-6191.
Back for a final few minutes with Jim Berry from the La Rosa Youth Development Foundation in McKeesport. So you are a lifelong McKeesporter, I think.
I am.
When did you first get involved with the Boys and Girls Club?
So I walked into what was then the McKeesport Boys Club in 1971 as an 8-year-old, and I basically have never left. So I've been in every variation.
Well, I never grew up either, but some people grow up, some people get older, some people mature. I never did any of those things.
And, quite honestly, neither have I. Okay. I walked into that building. I was there from I was 8 to 18 as a member, and I was mentored by Sam LaRosa. Mm-hmm. So that's why it was very important when we were thinking about what to call ourselves, that we kept Sam's memory and legacy alive.
Some of his family members are still involved, correct?
Yes. His two grandsons and a granddaughter are all board members, very active board members with our organization.
We had Don Nemchek on a couple weeks ago to talk on Memorial Day weekend to talk about the McKeesport 23, the 23 young men who died during the Vietnam War. And he talked about how important it was for Sam LaRosa to recognize that these were his boys that had gone off to the service in the 60s and 70s. What was so important that you stuck around? What was the atmosphere? What was the environment? It had to be more than just athletics, because you can play basketball anywhere. You can play street hockey or whatever anywhere.
I think the thing that we do best, we've continued this as a legacy that Sam started, La Rosa Youth Club is a place where kids can be kids. They're not forced to grow up so fast. They can be in a nurturing environment with caring adults. They can be safe. They can be fed. They can be learning something. But most importantly, they have fun. So our activities are based around the fun of what, you know, kids can have in the socialization part. That was so big, particularly coming out of COVID. Totally underestimated the socialization aspect of children.
Yeah.
They couldn't play with other kids and they couldn't do things. They embraced it even more at post-COVID, and we continue that today.
We had some kids from the class of 2024 from Woodland Hills High School on here a couple weeks ago for graduation, and they were talking about how, you know, sitting at the ends of each other's driveways and, like, you know, talking back and forth because they missed that they basically missed a year and a half of socialization, of going to prom, of going to the science fair, of you know, dances, whatever else that people do. Right. You know, just everybody was this big talking to them on Zoom or Facebook or whatever. How can people help? Obviously, you're a nonprofit organization. You get donations. What kind of donations
do you bring? We do get donations. Most of the things that we do around are different fundraisers. So if you could support those, we have a golf outing that's coming up August 24th of this year. We're going to do an elimination raffle that'll be in the spring of 25. And then we're going to do an annual appeal. We're actually going to send things out and put things on social media around the day of giving in November. Okay. So this is the first time we're actually going to do that. It's going to be this year in 24. So we're organizing that and putting together the campaign now. But that's the way that you can help out. And no donation is too small, and obviously no donation is too large. And one of the things that we're very, very proud of is for every dollar that's donated to La Rosa Youth Club, 94 cents goes into kids and programs. So we're a very financially and fiscally responsible organization.
And a lean organization.
Very lean organization. Yeah. And we're very proud of that. We actually hang our hat on that. We're very proud of that.
You mentioned one of the local churches does peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for you. Are there volunteer? Do you need volunteer help as well?
We've never really been able to embrace the volunteer aspect of what we do, because what we try to bring to our model for programming is consistency. And oftentimes volunteers aren't able to make that consistent commitment day in and day out. And we don't ever want to let our kids down. So we've really, you know, and we're in a weird time
well,
spot.
And there's training, there's safety clearances, there's all kinds of
right.
things too.
Right. So we operate in the fall from 2 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. for kids under 13, and then to 8:30 p.m. for the teens. And those are tough hours to get volunteers.
Yeah.
You know, so we've really never approached it aggressively. We're blessed in the fact that we have a very robust part-time staff, a pool of people to pick from, and with a four full-timers that we have, works well.
What are some programming things coming up this fall that people can look forward to?
Yeah, so in the fall, we run our educational program. So every kid that comes to our facility gets individual homework help as well as group help. So our whole goal is to have a child when they're in our facility to be prepared to go to school the next day. So if they're prepared to go to school the next day, we've seen attendance rates increase dramatically based on that. And then our whole goal is to have kids graduate high school and have some type of intention on what they want to do post high school.
If you were going to do a commercial 30 seconds or 60 seconds for the La Rosa Youth Club, if you were on the elevator with somebody, what would you say?
I'd say we base everything we do off of love, integrity, trust, and respect. So those are more than just four foundational words. Those are how we live, and that's how we practice. And the best way that I think that what we do is the mentoring aspect of what we provide for young people, as well as the caring and the love. It's palpable in our building. So if someone comes there, they become part of something bigger than themselves, and that's huge. And then the other thing we do is our whole objective is to provide first-class enrichment experiences to kids who might not otherwise be able to afford it. And it's very humbling work. It's very gratifying work. And it's something that I want to do as long as I can, God willing.
Give us the phone number and your website once again.
Phone number is 412-275-0431. And we can be found at www.larosayouthclub.org.
Jim Berry is CEO of the La Rosa Youth Development Foundation. You can check out the website for more information. He's also a McKeesport City Councilman, and he's dressed as if you were on the way back to the club.
I am.
Right? I had a feeling.
Yes.
I had a feeling you were. Thank you so much for coming in to talk with us this morning.
Thank you.
And thank you all for listening this week to Two Rivers 30 Minutes, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. So long for now.
You've been listening to Two Rivers 30 Minutes, copyright Tube City Community Media Incorporated. Opinions expressed on this program are not those of Tube City Community Media Incorporated. Listener support makes this program possible. If you'd like to make a tax-deductible contribution, please visit our website at tubecityonline.com and click on the donate link. You can also get a free subscription to this program and other podcasts at our website using Apple's iTunes or Stitcher.com. If you've got a question or comment, we hope you'll write to us. Our address is Tube City Community Media Incorporated, P.O. Box 94, McKeesport, PA, 15134. You can email us at tubecitytiger@gmail.com or call us at area code 412-614-9659. And you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Tube City Online. We'll